Markle Foundation is based in New York, and after 9/11, one of the obvious failures was to the inability of government to connect the dots, as it famously came to be known. So the foundation put together a task force of a number of people from government, business, and academia, and former government officials, and we have made a series of recommendations over the years, which I'm pleased to say both the Bush administration and now the Obama administration have adopted, to try to improve information sharing initially within the intelligence community focused on counterterrorism. But lately we've broadened our scope a little bit because information sharing is key to a lot of things, healthcare, air traffic control, et cetera.
And so what is your basic finding for why agencies aren't further along in this after so many years?
Well, first, let me say there has been a great deal of progress, and for that, I think the government deserves some praise. The difficulty, I think, is largely a policy difference, policy differences, and frankly, not paying quite enough attention to it. And it's very hard to do. But I think that the new administration is beginning to focus on it even more than the previous one, and that's to the good.
Mr. Smith, it's Beverly Kirk. How big an issue are turf war problems between agencies in terms of getting them to share information?
I've never thought it was turf wars as such. I think there are certainly some people out there who are venal. But I think the more the bigger problem is information is power. And particularly in the intelligence community, if I have really, really secret information that I've obtained from secret sources, if I share that, I risk losing it or blowing the source. And that's an understandable impulse. And what we've tried to do at Markle and the government has tried to do is to build a system where there's trust, where the CIA, for example, can trust that if they give information to the FBI or vice versa, that somehow it won't leak or be misused. And that's the hardest thing to do. It isn't a technical problem or other kinds of problems. That's the hardest problem is this concern about the loss of my information.
We're talking with Jeffrey Smith. He's a member of the Markle Task Force on National Security in the Information Age. And lately we've heard a lot of discussion, almost endless ad nauseum discussion, about different technologies, Web 2.0 so-called technologies for sharing information and wikis and that kind of thing, and the discussion about whether those are secure or not. But it's always struck me that the technology there is, while interesting, not really the fundamental issue in information sharing. It's about what people want to do. And isn't it true that this was all possible and it is possible to do without adopting all of those newfangled tools?
Our view is that there are a lot of tools out there that do work, and the government is beginning to adopt them. We talk, for example, about the notion of discoverability. That is to say, when a document is created or a piece of information enters into the system, that it be marked in such a way that people can find out that it's there. We also talk about issues of authentication and permissioning, so that only people who truly have a need to know can get that information and that it's protected. There is technology out there. What is needed is the political will and the drive from the top to make information sharing happen.
The Obama administration has said that information sharing is one of its top priorities. When can we expect to see or notice differences in how information is shared?
Well, we're beginning to see it already. You're correct. The president has made this a high priority. He's put John Brennan in charge of it on the NSC. They've made some changes. They recently announced them early in July that most of us think are positive. I personally would like to see just a little more horsepower in the White House devoted to this, but it's clear that they're moving in the right direction. As with all things, the proof of the pudding is in the eating, and if we begin to see information sharing, if we begin to see some of these technologies deployed, it's working within the intelligence community, not perfectly, but much better than it was. And that the challenge is to keep pushing within the intelligence community and then try to look for things spread across the rest of the government.
I guess one of the difficulties, and maybe you can explain this a little bit more, is how do you measure the effectiveness of information sharing? Because very often, in some cases, especially the intelligence community, it has to be measured in things that did not happen, bad things. So is that part of the difficulty you think agencies have, is how do you measure the efficacy of our sharing?
You're absolutely right. I mean, Zoe Baird, who chairs the Markle Foundation, says the president's daily brief is only as good as the information sharing that lies beneath it. And that's very true. At one level, it's a quality of the information that's produced, the terrorist attacks that are prevented, the weapons of mass destruction that somehow we are able to prevent their growth in that field. But also, one of the things that we've tried to do and that the government has now adopted is various kinds of measurements within the bureaucracy to determine whether information is being shared. And there are a number of things that we've talked about, simply to measure the flow of information. And, for example, to have in government employees' annual evaluations, do they support information sharing? Is this a high priority for them? Or are they squirreling things away in their desk and not sharing it?
Well, thank you very much for that update, and we'll continue to hope this develops and check back with you when maybe some more sharing's taken place.
Well, it is important, and I am grateful for your focus on it this morning.